Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
First Dallas possession. Niners poke the fans making noise. Prescott back. They blitz him up the middle and sack him. Back at the 10-yard line. You could see the stunt coming, and yep. It was Nick Bosa.
5 sacks. Cowboys lose. Let's bring in the voice of America's team, Brad Sham, here on Sean and RJ, 105.3 The Fan. Good morning, Brad. Let's start off with what you thought of the final play and how the season ended.
I would love to know a little bit more about what they had in mind. They had something specific in mind. I mean, obviously, you don't think about a quarterback draw with the clock running down. And I do feel like a 50-yard Hail Mary is just kind of a prayer. It was obviously bizarre. They're trying to get a final play, which they indicated they had one set up. I'd love to know what that was. I hadn't thought about this, Sean. A great encapsulation of much of the season. It was hard to understand, and they said they had exactly something specific in mind, and I'll take their word for it. I'd just like to know what it was.
What do you think of this team in those types of situations? We had one earlier in terms of the delay of game off of the fake punt. We've talked about game management throughout the year. How do you feel about this team and this coaching staff in these types of situations?
I think that they're going to have those questions until they're winning more than they're winning. But I don't necessarily share the feeling that they are they're fine until they get into those situations and then they're killing themselves. I think I just have a little bigger picture look at it. I understand that they had a chance to steal one at the end, perhaps, and I certainly understand what you're asking, but I'm just a little more concerned about 14 penalties and leading the league in that department. I think basically the answer to your question is I'm really one who cares a little bit more about the 58 and a half minutes of the game before that, mm-hmm. that winds up getting to that position. I think that they really didn't give themselves a chance many times whenever they struggled. I mean, for crying out loud, they were 12-5, but I think when they struggle, there's a lot of times that they don't give themselves a chance because of things that happen in the whole game. I don't think it's all about the very end, if that makes sense. And I know I'm in the minority. That's okay.
Speaking of the other 59 and a half minutes, did you think they were prepared well in this one? Like, you know, I mean, San Fran, that first drive San Fran came out, I mean, that was almost embarrassing, like, just to see them run through it and, like, the way that preparation for San Fran was.
Yeah, I think that if you're going to evaluate, I agree, that was poor. But I think if you're going to evaluate how they are prepared, then it's fair to do it for the whole game. They only gave up one other touchdown besides that. That drive was poor. And San Francisco, I don't think, did anything surprising. I think that they knew what they were going to do, and they weren't able to stop it. But after that drive, the only other touchdown they gave up was the one play to Samuels after the interception. So, I mean, if you're going to hold a team to field goals all day,
yeah,
we come back to really kind of what I felt after the Denver game, which is, you know, the defense was good enough to win the game, but they didn't get any help from the offensive side of the ball. So, yeah, I thought they were prepared.
Brad Sham here on 105.3 The Fan. Do you think that Mike McCarthy's in trouble?
It would surprise me, frankly, because remember how emphatic Jerry has been about saying the biggest mistake? This came up a lot when people wanted Garrett gone. Jerry said more than once that he thinks the biggest mistake he ever made was only giving Chan Gailey 2 years. And considering the way the dimensions of the turnaround, that would surprise me if he made that change right now.
Brad Sham here on Sean and RJ, DFW Sports Station 105.3 The Fan. Penalties. Have you always, Parcells said he didn't coach him. Other people say you are either allowing it to happen. You're either coaching it or allowing it to happen. Do you view penalties as on players or coaches?
Both. You're going to have penalties. I try to follow those pretty closely. No one commits to a game. The best teams don't do that. But you don't have to commit 9 a game. You don't commit 14 like that. And those penalties yesterday, I didn't like I think it was the first one that they called Gregory offside, and I thought Trent Williams moved first. After that, I thought that they earned their penalties. And you cannot have that. And you can't be surprised that they had 14 penalties because they led the league in penalties. And I don't know that I heard throughout the year and I don't know what's going on in the coaching meetings, and he frankly wasn't really ever pressed about it in press conferences, but I don't know what the head coach's feelings are about what you do about penalties. I do know that this game, I only thought the Raiders game was one where they really got the short end of the stick from the officials. This was not that. This was them being who they were all year. And frankly, you know, they only gave up a couple of big plays. They gave up way too many what they call splash plays, 10 yards plus. But they gave up, I'm coming back to the penalty, Sean, I promise. They gave up way too many big plays in the passing game. And they gave up way too many long runs throughout the year. Well, so yesterday they kind of were who they were, except that they did not get anything done offensively. But the penalties to me are a problem. You cannot keep, actually, the offense is functioning until you get a penalty and it brings it back. And that's who they were all year. And I think that is a bigger part of what went wrong with their season than I've heard them say it was.
Brad, the offensive line, do you think we're in a position where it's time for, you know, I don't want to say a complete rebuild of the line, but, you know, maybe it's, remember like 2010-ish where that Colombo, Cozier, Davis line started to get a little bit old. Do you see the same thing with this one where the line is either not very good or needs a kind of a rebuild?
Maybe. I think except for the age part, I think the comparison with a pretty good line that just was not really that great anymore, it might not be a bad one. And I think that's one of the, I know they've been doing it all year, but I think that's one of the biggest things they have to do. You know, Connor Williams is a free agent. He's better than a lot of people who are going to be in free agency or that other people have. And so he's probably going to get a lot of money. And my guess is they won't re-sign him because they have so many other priorities. So now you've got to look at all of the other pieces. And, I mean, when he's healthy, Tyron Smith's still pretty good. I didn't think he had a very good game yesterday, but he's still one of the better tackles in the league. Zach Martin is as good as there is. I think you have to look at the other pieces and see where they best fit and how good they are and see what you can do about the upgrading individually or finding a way to make the unit better. You know, if you look at San Francisco and what they do and the way their offense functions, you know, Trent Williams was a first-round pick, but not of theirs. They got lucky and got him away from Washington. And Alex Mack was a first-round pick, but not of theirs. They signed him because Shanahan knew him. He's well into his career. And the rest of those guys are their guys who they have found a way to make the unit work better. So yeah, I think they definitely have to be better in that area.
Brad Sham, voice of the Cowboys here on The Fan. After the loss yesterday ends the season against San Francisco, did the second half of the year change your mind about the level of player that Dak is?
No, but I do think that I think we have to find out exactly what happened. I think maybe his calf bothered him longer than he or they said, and then it was not an issue anymore. And then I just think that the passing game is an intricate machine. So the protection's got to be right, and the receivers have to be right. And don't know if they all – I don't think that they all – the whole thing lived up to – what it appeared that their abilities were. Now, he's part of that, and he certainly didn't play as well in the second half of the year, but if the question, if I'm understanding the question right, you're saying, can you go forward and win everything with him? And yeah, I still think you can.
What is number one on your fix-it list in the offseason?
Wow. The thing is, you have to see who you're going to lose. The first thing that has to happen is the coaching staff. Who are the coordinators going to be, and what do you need to implement what they want to do? Then when you know that, I mean, if you look at that list, I'm sure you have, that list of players who are out of contract, you know what your salary cap is. You've got to figure out how you're going to use the money you have. I mean, we're talking about... And forget about Connor Williams. I'm going to presume that they are not going to sign him, and not because I have any inside information. And I don't think you're going to be able to afford Dalton Schultz. So now Gallup is in a different category because of his knee. Maybe he signs a one-year deal. But you've got Gregory, Curse, Armstrong. You got two Wilson in addition to Gallup. And you've got a number of the guys who were really important in the defense who are on one-year deals. So the number one thing is to figure out what you can afford and what you're going to expect to lose, and then you can tell what positions you have to go after. But right now, there's just so many players who are out of contract that it's really impossible to evaluate even what your team looks like.
What are your thoughts on the Sun?
Well, you know, I'm glad it comes up every morning, but I mean, I cannot disagree with people who say there should be a drape that they can put down. I understand the way the organization values the aesthetics of the place, and
they value completions.
Sorry?
They value completions.
That's a silly question. Of course they value completion. but there's got to be a way. That just shouldn't happen. So there's got to be a way to put a good-looking drape or slide or something that they can do something about, because that's not the first time that's happened, and it won't be the last time it happens, because when you say, what do you think about the Sun? It's going to be there every day at about the same time. And that's not going to change. I think Jason Garrett said that once.
Yeah.
And, uh-oh. You know, we're, hey, I think they need to do something about that.
I'm trying to think of the last question I had. I know it was a brilliant one, but I'm blanking on it right now. So I'm disappointed in that. I'm just disappointed overall. Oh, crowd ratio. How was it?
Oh, I think there was, I'm going to guess 70-30. That might be harsh. It might have been 80-20. I think most of the red was where it was hard for us to see because it was behind the San Francisco bench. And it was right below us. It was not as 100%. I mean, it's never going to be 100%. The other team gets an allotment of tickets. But that's a couple of thousand. It wasn't what it could have been. But I do think that the way the crowd... they had a home field advantage. The way the crowd reacted was positive in terms of being a home field crowd. That was good.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.